This roadshow is brought to you by ResearchVibes.com.
Namaskar and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my proud privilege to extend a very warm welcome to all of you on behalf of Power Grid Corporation of India Limited to this analysis meeting. Power Grid Corporation of India, Navratna, is a central transmission utility of the country and is engaged in power transmission business with the responsibility for planning, coordination, supervision and control over interstate transmission systems and operation of national and regional power grids. Power Grid is a listed company with 69.42% holding of the Government of India and 30.58% is held by institutional investors and the public. May I now introduce the top management team on the dais. First, we have the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Sri I.S. Chhabi, and the directors present on stage are Director of Finance, Sri R.P. Agarwalji, Director of Personnel, Sri Ravi P. Singhji, Director of Operations, Sri R.P. Sasmalji, and Executive Director of Corporate Planning and ID, Sri V. Mishraji. Now, I invite our Chairman and Managing Director, Sri I.S. Chhabi, to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, everybody. I'm in front of you with the quarter four results of 15-16. And today I'm planning to discuss not only the performance of financial year 16, but I'll give you a little bit of plan. Visibility of financial year 17, how are you doing? How are you doing? I'll try to cover it. After this, we'll do the question answer session. There will be more clarity from the come. Let us start the major highlight. For us, the major highlight is very prestigious. It's becoming the BS Sensex 30 company out of that on the 20th June. And I got the message for me first. And thank you for that. And this was really giving the motivating factors. And in getting this, actually, you all have a lot of contribution, not only Power Grid team, but your contribution, your goodwill are also played a major role in doing that. Then, second thing is capitalization. We have created in a bill that we have capitalized 30,300 crore. It was not that, it was 31,700 crores cost of the projects which we have capitalized. As you know, that this was the highest 7 years back, we never imagined that it would happen. In 2009, when I joined that director project, that year the capitalization was 3,500 or 3,600. And next year we have done a lot of labor with the commissioning of 1 HVDC, then it was 7,600. And slowly we have increased. Last year it was highest, 21,000 crore, something like that. And this year it was a major jump, was 31,070 crore. Of course, this gives a lot of benchmark for the future. Now, nobody will expect less than this capitalization if work is there. And that's why we are working on this. Second is, this is also highest. I will give you the figure why it is the highest. We have commissioned 13,700 circuit breakers. And this all are high capacity line. This 5 years back, the same kilometer line consuming the less cement, less power, etc. And this is the 765 km, carry more power. Still, it is the highest level. Due to these two things, our gross fixed assets surpassed 1,50,000 crores. Annual income also surpassed 20,000 crores. And profit after tax surpassed 6,000 crores. We all know that number of important projects it included. We discussed that around, but just I am giving you. There are a lot of questions that comes about this. This year we have commissioned NER Agra HVDC project, it was one up to 8,500 we have capitalized in the month of November 2015. We are getting the money from the mass, but it was accepted from November. Then South integration, we have put the additional link to Nepal. Nepal means as of then, we have number of transmission link at the low capacity. This is the first high capacity lines. This is important because there are two things. To go from the Muzaffarpur Bihar to Dharkebar Nepal, it was divided into two parts. One is Indian person, which is the JV company, constructed JV company, IELTS, SJV, and there are number of companies. Power is the 26% in Indian person. We have completed it. In Nepal person, also it is JV, where NEA, other hydro company, the shareholder, there also we are the 26%, power is the 26%. This is the first project we are owning as a JV partner in other country also. Then, TBCB project, as you know that our winning is good, we discuss it, but the first project we have commissioned, while we are on it, there is a lot of apprehension from your side also, from our side also, whether being a public sector, what so long with cost of this is, will be able to complete within the time, within the cost, I am giving you that it has been completed in time, it has been completed within the cost, I guess giving more revenue than what we would have got from the CRC norms. And that's why this gives a lot of comfort level internally. Of course, the last gain is very important for us because power grid is always used to be there whenever there is a natural calamity. Because power grid is required to be there to give the, bring the power line. Whether it is the Nepal earthquake, in Nepal we have been there in April 15, Chennai flood or Manipur earthquake. The your company like Power Grid was first to reach there and restore power within 3 hours. This we already know that we are the isolated center of city with 57.9% government equity. We are owning more than 90% of the ISTS line. Total transmission line, we have the more than 1,000 with the 129,000 circuit kilometers all over the country. Wherever you go, either you go to the main yard, you go to the giant GNK, power grid transmission. Substations, we have 208 substations with 255,000. State of the art technology, we always say it with proud as an electrical engineer that our grid is one of the most advanced grid. Whatever the technology thought of all over the world, all technology is embedded in our system. Whether it is HVDC, whether it is HVC, or FACTS. That's how we can say this is one of the most advanced grid in India. And this is the reason that we are hardly any country where entire country is synchronously connected. Such a big country. This is one thing. Not China. It is not synchronously. Not America. Not Europe. Nowhere. Only India is connected all over the country. Because of this technology, because of the technical issue. More than 45% power is flowing through the whole line. Balance is through the entire state, which is the state. Ever from one state to another state, it mostly flows through our transmission line. K rating, we know that you have to delay rating. That's why it gives the very comfort level while we are taking the long debt. This just gives a brief about the joint venture company. The first three row, both the left side, is the sixth company which we have made along with the mostly probably Tata, Torrent, probably Kolda, Northeast, JP, etc. It was the hand holding system as a JP partner. And most of them, out of the six, five are already completed, they are giving the revenue. Only the sixth one, like Tista, is in advanced stage of construction. Here, after that one, very important is for the sector point of view, the Bihar Grid company. As you know, that power is providing the bulk transmission system. And the major is all the power is consumed by the states. To draw the power, the state system, transmission system that is called intra-state should be sufficient capacity to draw the power. If you are not able to draw, you sit on your unutilized, even unutilized. And that's why with this dual purpose. One purpose is to make the system utilized optimally. Second is our business model. We have made a joint venture with the Bihar Grid with the 50-50. And this grid is already constructed. The 1600 crore projects. Here beauty is that after that when we get the same payment what we are getting the CRC. One in time schedule because it is a small land, in time schedule is 1 to 1.5 years. That's why IRR is quite good in this project. After that, the next is the cross border, this is for Nepal. Both the India side and Nepal side. And after that, the one is the national high power transmission directory, we have considered. One is the energy efficiency. In this way, there are 13 joint venture companies. 11 subsidy is there. In 11, land is basically the SPV we own through the tariff billing. Stimuli portion is the 9 transmission project which we own in the CCB, that is the subsidy company. And the left side is the PASUCO, it is basically for grid management. This year is already taken, that is going to separate out and in the process. Till that, today it is the subsidy company. One next is that GICAM, we have made a subsidy company for manufacturing the conductor. This is very initial stage because we thought that once we are going for tariff bidding, our computer has one item at least, why not we should also have that. That is the basic purpose. But As of yet, we are not doing it fast because market is open. We are getting good connector, which is still that's right. But option is there. Now coming to the power sector overall outlook. When we start, that's why I was just telling that tremendous growth took place in last 5 years. We have started the third plant, the stock of 200 gigawatt, including RE. And the last 4 years, it has gone up to 302 crore. Of course, it is in Gujarat. Out of these 302 crores, 100 gigawatt, the 102 gigawatt has been constructed in last 4 years. Last 4 years means one third of the total installed capacity when in last after independence, one third is when in last 4 years. Imagine the evacuation for such a big capacity is not a small thing. So the transmission that you see, that's why a lot of work has been done on transmission. Of course, our energy generation is 1100 billion units. Out of this, RE generation is 60 billion units. And our deficit has gone down to, few years back it was 9-10%, now it is 2%, 3.2%, in spite of the fact that, though for the last 2 years, load growth is not so much, but last 3-4 months, energy demand has gone up by 12%, 12-13%. Still, this is the situation, but still, you can see in between per capita consumption is still 1075. We have a long way to go. That's why the power sector has a lot of potential. If we have to make the medium standard of the life in the country, the per capita consumption has to be 2500 to 3000. Means whatever we have added, we have to double it. Then one we can go in that level. There's a lot of potential here. Maybe temporarily things are not moving, maybe, but it has to come. That's why there's a lot of potential. Yeah, here you are seeing the transmission argument, how the transmission has come compared to generation. We have started with 257,481 circuit kilometer. This is the all India power grid as well as private as well as states. It is 257,481 circuit kilometer land. And we have added in last 4 years 84,000. Here is the mystery, I will tell you the mystery. Out of this 84,000, what we have added last 4 years, 36,000 have been added by power grid. But this 36,000 is much more valuable than what you are seeing by state, because the state transmission are basically 220 kV, and this is the 765 kV. One transmission line of the 400 kV carry 500 MW. 1765 kV single circuit line carry 2400 MW. And that's why kilometer wise also the growth is 9%, 9 to 10%. If you go by the capacity wise, this is a 15-20% growth rate in their transmission. Out of this 36,000, which we have added in last 4 years, the 13,700 has been added in this year itself. And that's why this year is very outstanding year for power grid for the nation. And due to this addition, the most advantage thing is not only evacuation is taking place, 117 billion unit IR exchange, inter-regional exchange is taking place, which is 31% higher than the last year. It includes the short-term open access as well as the exchange. These are the major projects in 13,720 kilometers. These are the major projects we are commissioning this year, which include the Vishnu-Chakari Agra, which includes the Gwalior-Jaipur, which includes the Vindhyachal-Sahara. All the lines are mentioned here. So with 15 number of substations we are commissioning this year. Our international capacity we have added 12,400 megawatts. Now number of somebody was asking me southern region, that's why I'm giving congestion. You know, whenever I visited or went to the AIM conference, I am talking so many things and so many questions coming, southern region, congestion, etc. That I am saying, still I am saying, lot of transmission are added. Actually feel congestion because power flow changes the direction, because more transmission coming up, more power. I'm just giving the example. Agra Gwalior, do you remember when the grid collapsed? Agra Gwalior was here. It was carrying 1000 megawatts, it has gone to 1200 megawatts, it collapsed. Then we have increased the capacity, it has gone to 2000 megawatts. Then people stop using the charge power. Again, there is a shortfall in organization. Again, we have added the another line, it becomes 3000. People stop taking Dadi. Then again they will stop. Then again we have added Gwalior Jaipur line. It has gone 7,000 megawatt today. Actually people are paying service. That's why more transmission system, more flexibility in the system, more flexibility in the system, people want to take the cheaper power. That's why congestion should not be mixed up that if anyone doesn't want to go, the power is not able to flow, it doesn't mean there is no transmission. Because they want to. Somewhere balancing should be there. Just you see that, WR2NR, northern towards northern region. 2 years back, when this government has come, the capacity has gone up 3,700 megawatt from Gwalior. Within 2 years, we have increased it to 7,600 megawatt. This 105% growth in the transmission capacity towards the northern region. From red side, blue is the southern region. New grid to southern region, the capacity enhanced from 3,450 to 5,900 megawatts, 71% within 2 years. We have the target to further increase it within 2 years. From 7,000 to 17,000 megawatt to the southern region, or the northern region, and southern region it will go to the near about 10,000 megawatt. This is for 2 years, very short term. All are under construction, all are under construction. That's why no question of slippage. Okay. See the advantage. Southern region, one person was asking me in the interval that how much power is flowing in southern region. But I am saying, blue line. Financial year 13, the southern region was importing 7,597 million units. Today they are importing 16,000 million units. So the transmission system has increased. See that transmission capacity has increased by 71%, but this has increased 3 times. Come to the northern region, the upper. It was carrying 11,668 million units financial 13. Today it is carrying 46,623 in financial 16. Such a big thing. Load has not gone. If you see the data, load growth did not take place. Transmission system wide, power flow is increasing only making the costly about replacing the system. That's why it's good. That's how we always mention the driving force of transmission is of course generation, of course load, but also the substitution cheaper power. That's why the transmission business always has. The three more things we are really thankful to the government of India. People are asking, how is it possible that they are able to complete the 30,000 kilometers, 31,700 crore rupees and 13,000 kilometer length? Basically, the, not only the your name, etc., what government policies are also happening. The forest carriers, the earlier the most part of the land was getting stripped for quite some time from forest carriers. Now it is stimulant. Earlier, fire used to go from the DFO level to the state level to regional level to ministry level. Again, going back, again, a stage to Kiran, it used to take 2 years, you know, 2 years, 3 years, or something more. Now, all the power has been applied to regional office. Not only that, earlier, I used to move, then minister used to sign it, which is called in principal clearance, a stage one. Then Khan used to come here forever. They used to issue the letter to the market, your in principal approval is accepted, you are supposed to deposit this much money and land disbursement. Then we deposit the money, again they move the note, again we used to come to the minister. Once it is signed it, then we start the money. Now the rule is, once you get the in-principal clearance, when did the you deposit the money compliant with it, you can start. That's why this is such a great thing. In most of the projects, this has given the advantage of at least 5 to 6 months. This is a great thing. Second, good thing has come, right of way. After this right of way, cost has gone up. You know that when we make a transmission system, we don't purchase the land. We lend the land because it is as per the 1885 Telegraphy Act, we give the compensation. Other will call compensation. What happened that not only it start getting a position, the tower size was getting increased every day. There are a lot of opposition, a lot of things, and number of them get stuck. Even today it is getting stuck in our area. But one guideline has come from MOP, which they have developed, in along with the whole number of states, that whenever you put the tower, in addition to the crop compensation, you have to give the compensation, land compensation, 85% of the cost of the land. The tower is coming. The tower is coming. That is the boost to the farmer. Not only that, transmission. We can do that because the land will be owned by, remain, ownership will remain with the farmers. But still, they will give the 85% cost of the land. Similarly, below the wire, the wire is going, it is 46 meter wide. Throughout the land, they will get the 15% of the cost of the land in addition to compensation. That is good. Motivation, giving the good. Third is recognition to early completion. Earlier, when the schedule, you have to make the land with schedule. Now the provision is, if you complete the land before schedule, or if the land power flow is being met, it is being utilized, you can start getting the money from that date. That is also giving the incentive to commission the project at the earliest, because earlier such an incentive was not there, because if you advance it, it will complete work, but you will not get the money. This is the third part. This is part of the playing a major role. Now coming to the performance, you must have seen all of this, that year to year our revenue, total income has grown by 20% thanks to our huge capitalization. It has gone to 21,281. 20% up, and PAT is 21% back up with the 6027. If you see the quarter to quarter, the revenue is 21% up from 4,910 to 5,961. But profit after tax, PAT, is only 13% up in this quarter, 1412 to 1599. This is basically, you must be remembering that we have some qualification last year, Barbara here, and since after that given that we cannot see when transmission and construction. But this is the case. And today we are domesticating, you have to get the return in 35 minutes from this time. If you are not getting from here, if you are getting from here, then from here you get the 35 minutes. That's why the money return doesn't get affected. Only thing is, starting here, when you need money for other project, it will not be there. We have completed the bar in time. NTPC could not come out. And as far as I think they should have given the money, CRC given the money. But after that, it should. And we have kept in the this qualification. It was there, we have not added. We have gone to Supreme Court. This will be injustice for them. The Supreme Court appreciated that they have detained that power, they should get the money. But they should be given to NTPC. Why Punjab? This type of things has come up. That they have changed the things because it was good profit. Then in CSR also, you know that it is very top priority for power grid. They are the responsible company. 2% of the profit you have to do it. And major expenditure, though work has been done in different phases, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. But most of the expenditure payment has been used in this quarter. This all the thing has reduced the PAT. But in spite of all this, our PAT overall, all the year is remained 21%. From next quarter, everything is clean. Now whatever we capitalize, all come into PAT. That is the good thing. Here, there are two things important, like you can see that our gross fixed asset has crossed the 150,000. It has grown by 27%. Next line is very important that we have discussed here in so many times. Because capital work in progress, our capital work was quite huge. There are a lot of comment was, and it was one of the solutions, one of the ways we have to increase the capital efficiency. We have to reduce the capital work. This has gone down by 17%. This was a great achievement. Last year it was 56,000. It has gone down to 46,000. Rest is net worth is 42,598. Earning first year has also gone up by 21%. Debt equity is 71.29 instead of 70.30, we have the 71.29. This is the reason that this surplus of growth is coming up. A return on net worth has also gone up to 14.15%. Means our return is 14%. On working capital, we'll discuss that a little bit. So this is also a marvelous thing that Autostar, you know that our customer is a distribution company who are incomplete debt, more they have the debt of more than 40 lakhs, who their scheme has come. In spite of that, they also know that transmission is a very important thing. Our realization is 97%. And outstanding in real sense, though it is showing total outstanding 2,596, but it is not the outstanding. Because as per the CRC norms, the 2 month cap is there. That's what they are given the working capital for 10 days. Real after 10 days, whatever is beyond 60 days, it is only 7 days credit. And that is a real good thing that in today's situation, when distribution companies really facing that burden, they are helping us, they are paying us the entire time. This is the operational front. WLT is as per the international 99.72. As you know, the as per the CRC in AC system, your minimum WLT has to be 98.5. If your WLT is more than 98.5, you will get the incentive. That's why we have a good income from the WLT source. The last rule, just see, this is very important from technical point of view. Two years back, our system was 400 kV. Indian system was 400 kV. When I mentioned that one circuit carry 500 megawatt, double circuit carry 1000 megawatt. We have upgraded it to 765. And it is such a high speed. No country has seen such progress in one technology in 4 years. But India works in such a way. When mobile comes, overnight mobile has moved. So the 765 came overnight. See the March 11th. The 765 constitution was less than 1%. Within 4 years, it is the 90%. Mind it. It is a circuit kilometer wise, capacity wise, searched multiplied programs. Jadi last 5 years again. See this just with the picture how we are gone. You see the Gauravs fixed asset. It has grown for last 4 years with the CAGR of 24% continuously. Similarly, circuit kilometer has grown up 9% and MVA 20%. 9% because line not capacity wise, learning wise. Or mostly by the 765 kV. Otherwise, not much more. Income CAGR is 19%. We are maintaining it, especially the financial is 16%. Has given it. The first time we have crossed, got the incremental income more than 3,000 in 1 year. The PAT is growing with a CAGR of 20%. And here is the EPS has gone from 7 to 11. One had to do PAT has gone 50 to 81. Now this is very important because this is our thrust area. And this is going to be the thrust area. It's capitalized. Because this is the real mantras. How are you going to have a financial capex? Whether we are going for dilution of equity or not, this is the ultimate. This will give you the confidence. Just see that in every year, the left side, blue is capex, gray is capitalization. 12, the gap capitalization is less than the gap is 73% is the capitalization. Next year, 86% is the capitalization. Means always less than the capex. Third year is 69% of the capex. Capitalization is always. Last year it was, this is given the foundation for higher capitalization, is 97% of the capex. This year it has jumped to 141%. Means capex is very, very less than the capitalization. This is giving the roadmap for our new future 4 years. How are we going to finance our project? This is the basic theory. That we can see how are you managing this CWIP. total COWP is 46,000. Out of this 46,000, you see the blue color. This will give the financial 17. What will be the work of this 33,915 is already on the field. Out of this 46,000. Other 12,879 in the construction store. Construction store it is there and advance. It is not converting into capital immediately. Ever is immediately converting into capital because work is in advance. This just with the efficiency of the efficiency per employee is increasing. If you see that our operational margin is 88%, nowhere in the world it is such efficient. Of course, we are less in manpower, we may increase, but the major contribution to our is mechanization and automation we have introduced. We are operating the substation through the remote control. All the substations are remotely controlled from the near Gurgaon. Come to the other segment. The consultancy project, this is lower percentage that this gives very little contribution to the total income. But it is very important. Most of the things go to the bottom line because we leverage our capacity, what we are. And it has gone from 381 crore to 465 crore this year, 22% growth. And we already have in hand about 15,000 crore project, which will fetch us a lot of revenue as a consultancy. International business, we will discuss that on. But only thing we are doing the consultancy business, I think. Revenue wise, it is not so significant as of date, but we are projecting 80 countries. We are putting the foundation for future. This is the plan we will discuss last slide. In telecom, also, this is the coming up very well, that we are. Our income has gone up from 275 crore to 392 crore, 43% jump. The few years back, our telecom was not performing so well because of the reduced cost. But now we also learned how to run the company. And total order book is 2100 crores, more than 2100 crores. And this all happened, that a lot of things we have done. We have expanded our fiber optical network. We have added 3300 kilometers in this year, additional. And we have total point of presence is 233 additional point of presence we have added. These are the reasons. We have laid the foundation of future growth. And third part is very, very important. Why power grid network is sought by all the players. Our availability of the network is 100%. 100%. That's why all the whoever try to transfer Bombay to Chennai, etc., parallel path they used to take from power grid. Because there is a fault in their system, it is safe. That is the major strength of the power grid terminal network. This is CSR. As you have mentioned that, CSR is very important for us. Society is very important for us. We can compromise our profit, but we can hold it on or do our CSR. This year also, the major project which we have done, one, you must be knowing that the toilet, construction toilet, we have constructed 9500 toilets. These are all the things for this year, but I am telling you something. Very good project we are doing. In a small budget project, we are doing the Swachh Abhiyan. We are doing the health camp, etc. But higher court also they are praying. Wherever you make a task for Southeast Eastern Center, around the area, you develop the community center or school building for that. We are making it one power in Dharamsala in ERS. This is 320 countries. We are making power in Dharamsala with the cost of 30 crores. Basically, seeing that the public sleeping on the road during comes for AIMS. That's what we did. We are also in the, we will sanction it immediately after the 10 days done. 30 crore project, the cancer ward in TMH, Tata Memorial Hospital. This is Asoto, the special ward that is named as Power Grid Cancer. This type of investment we are doing, and that is our prime responsibility. We are doing a lot of effort to do this. Not only that, we are giving a lot of importance to the environment and to also solar and etc. All the things, so many things. Now coming to the financial year 17 and future outlook. This year, you can see our target is our cost price. We have put the benchmark this year. It will certainly go over that. And the circuit kilometer was 15,000 gigawatt circuit kilometer building. And last year we have added 15 service stations. This year we added 20 service stations. We are trying to add. We are targeting. Intelligence capacity is the same way. Here I am coming of the competitivity. So many people are saying to build a private party, private party coming in the transmission, how it is affected. But I am telling you, with the so much experience, we are very comfortable. Rather, it suits us. Because here, we quote the return is certainly we are keeping down the benchmark of CRC, but the same money we are what we are getting is the 30% equity. Here I can get with the 20%. Means more number of projects I can do. Second thing, we are choosing the project as per the strategic plan. Because today we can afford. We have a lot of work in hand. That's why we are not going here. We are choosing the project. That you see, Power Grid is participating since 5 January 2011. Since then, 27 number of projects has been taken out. Out of these 27, we have participated in 23. Succeed in 9. Means, if you say 9 by 27, means 33% success rate. But if you see the cost wise, or tariff wise, it is more than 40%. Means, we are choosing the project, not number wise, but quality wise. The cost is more, the system is good, easy to get in, there we are transiting. That is our strategy. And no way it is mean achievement that with the so many private companies, the good name is coming up, still our winning rate is 47%. Second thing is, this has helped us. I am telling you, if we are able to commission 31,000 crore project, thanks to the TVC, they have forced us to learn how to increase the efficiency, forced us to learn how to complete the project, and that's how we are able to do it. Of course, government guidelines are there, and that's why this is very welcome phenomenon that we are doing. Because what will happen to power grid? That's why power is very comfortable with company. Of course, in the meantime, they give the, because all the transmission system has to be down, has to be down. Only the few exceptions, which is technically complex or which has to be constructed very classical. A power grid has proven performance record, that's why they give a message. The time to time national issues continue to come. Maybe percentage will be less, more and more time. So this is the more interesting thing there. What will be the our outlook for next 4 years? Of course, the first Jarib's thing is the generation. As you all know, as per the document of the Government of India, the 30 plan was planned with the 86,000 gigawatt, but it is still to be finalized. It is still under process by Government of India. Of course, renewable is clear. Earlier it was planned 30 gigawatt renewable, which is changed to 175 gigawatt by 2023. Conventional is not finally yet decided, but this is decided 175 gigawatt by 2022. Out of this, most important is solar. You know that we have made a grid corridor for 30 gigawatt, but that is under construction. This, out of this 100 gigawatt, you just see the breakup, this is very important, let me break up. The 20 gigawatt is through the ultra mega solar park. Solar park means there is a land developed, solar park developer, they have to provide the land, they have to provide the internet network, then transmission system, they have to provide the customer. Only solar people will install the panel. And this will be our each solar park will have the capacity of more than 700 or something like that. Out of this 20,000 gigawatt, 20 gigawatt, 20,000 gigawatt, 6 solar park having capacity of 7,600 megawatt has been given to power grid on nominal services. A transmission system to construct the solar park, integrate the solar park into the main system, we call it Green Energy Corridor 2. Green Energy Corridor 1 we have developed for 30 gigawatt, this is Green Energy Corridor 2. For all the 7 solar power which have been given to power grid, we have 6 has already been tendered out, majority has been awarded, and in fact, 1 solar power, major transmission system, that is MP Kunta in Andhra Pradesh, have been commissioned within 1 year. Before solar. And that was the benchmark. I have not put it in highlight because it has been commissioned in April. It will come in the next day. That's why the government intention to give it on the main services has been fulfilled. That we are saying the driving force of all the things is thrust government of India, thrust on renewables, 24/7 power. Our Uday reform, that is very important for us because our customers will be very difficult. This is for power grid. This is very important for you. As on date, we have, I don't get that. It is as on April 16th. 1st April 16th. The ongoing project, approximately 94,000 crore. Ongoing means, once we have done the investment approval, it is ongoing. Need not to be all awarded. Because your land is consists of tower, conductor. Once we have awarded the tower, we do the investment, approve the investment approval both, but conductor is awarded later when it is required. And that's why it may not be, and in fact it is 73,000 crore has been awarded out of the land. Out of this 94,000 crore, And this new project is 34,000 crore project. And TBC which you own is the 16,000 crore. Means total work in hand which we need to capitalize in next 4 years is 1,44,000 crore. That's why we should not worry for that work is not there. If you want to commission it, 4 years, just we divide by 4, it is more than 30,000 crore, even if I don't win any TBC. Bharatji, you are very worried all the time. That's it. But just say that, sir. Out of that, now for this, so much capex are done it. Out of this 94,000 ongoing project, which is going on, near about 46,000, means 50% is already financed. Means halfway is a good. Means if you go to 45, means we have to do the capex for next 4 years, 1 lakh. 1 lakh crore capex we have to do. 0 lakh is 46,000. 1,46,000, in both commission, will get the capitalization of 1,46,000. This is our future of you. I don't get it. But I don't approve. Now it will change. If you come today, out of the 34,000 new projects, 22,000 projects is already approved by the board. And award, part, major part of award has also. That's why it is not that we are speaking on that here. This is a this is just giving the 12 plan report card that we have planned and I will inform you that our budget for 12 plan is more like 10,000 crores. Out of this already we have done the capex of 88,200 crores. Balance we do in 16-17. Cash progress is given, investment approval is given, that's all this is just like that. This is the last slide. One more, okay. Major last slide. This is the way forward. What is how somebody has discussed how the power is planned. First, we have seen that since our big project is 1,40,000 is there, near about. Apportionment too because cost may change again over the period. In 4 years, that's our main focus will remain for the next 4 years is core business. We have to continue to strengthen the core business to reduce the time cycle, to reduce the things. This we have to do with the capital efficiency means less working capital, less time of project. Operational efficiency will continue to have. To have the maximum availability so that we can get maximum incentives, as well as our employee cost should be, operational cost should be less. And these are all the things we are planning. We are doing a lot of things, innovative process. Like today, the 2 years back, 2 years back, we are doing all the contact manually. Now all the contact we are doing will be. Similarly, we are doing the reverse auctioning on the not only that, now 6 months requirement of conducted in one package, doing one side, one the other. The number of days we are innovating to reduce the time cycle. That's our main focus in the core transmission business. Second, we are preparing ourselves because there's a competition. The 2 years back, not today. 2-3 years back, we appreciated the things that we have to develop. If you want to maintain this type of growth, even more growth, because base is increasing. Maintaining the 20% growth it will not be easy if base denominator is so high. And that's how we are, one area what we have thought is the international business. International business will be the our focus area. And this we have decided to get back. But we we wanted to go in the stepwise. Since at that time, I mean today, our core business is so much, we don't have money to invest here because we are, our capex is very required. That's the first of all we have to get a consultancy job. Consultancy means manpower posted here. We are giving the engineer, we are raising our expertise, contractual management, like we have taken the Ethiopia management, management of whole grid to make it. No investment, just peace. But the market, there are two purposes of that. One purpose was little bit on the money. We have the footprint in 18 countries. 18 countries were there. Though the revenue value was not so, because it was planned, strategic, that we'll go in the small way. Second is, tomorrow they are going in the big way, during the consultancy period, acquire the state laws. Understand their requirement. Now we have the data of all the 18 countries. What we done? So that's our next step within 1-2 years. Now we are starting EPC contract. Because even today, for next year, we don't have the SPR fund to invest other places. That's why EPC doesn't need it. We'll go for EPC. So that today we'll start meeting. We have already started. And we think that by 17-18, if you will to achieve, you will to gain, you will to win, you have 1-2 projects, we will start doing it. Within 2-3 years, with the same level of capitalization, much above the capex, we expect that we will have the surplus equity. Then we will go asset ownership in other countries. This is our roadmap thinking. Let us see how successful it will be. But in all the countries, they want power to come. Here also there are a number of companies they want to go there as joint venture to power. Third area is the telecom business. They are starting giving, as you have seen, they have got a 43% jump. We want to go up little bit further ahead. Now, so far we are using the optical power bandwidth for our business. Now we are trying to use the tower infrastructure. We give the tower, then put the antenna and utilize it. This we are thinking. Then we are, the speed also we are increasing, deploying 100 gigawatt, 100 technology for future, 100 G. These are the, some of the few things we are trying to adopt. This is the roadmap of our company. This one to go. Now, this all thing happens because we get the good recognition from you people and other places also. Like Singapore Plant has given the fastest growing utility in Asia. For the last 2 years they are giving us. In Asia they are fastest utility. They will learn from the growth rates. Then here they are saying power gate, only Indian company, among one of the best 3 Asian companies which host most constructive analyst days. This analyst like you have given most favorable company. Really we are thankful to you people giving such our motivation, such our report to them. And if you see the gross block, as the 4th largest CPSC in terms of gross block for 2014-15, maybe next year will come to the 3rd largest. With this, thank you very much. Any questions, sir, we'll discuss it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for that in-depth presentation. The floor is now open to questions.
Good evening, sir. Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my question. This is Gaurav Nair from BNP Paribas. My first question is, there's been media reports about the government wanting to speed up the transmission infrastructure build out, and they're wanting Power Grid to sell off its existing operational assets and to take on more projects. Now, what do you make of it? Are the media reports correct?
So there are two things. Of course, government wants to speed up the project. There is no doubt in this. That's why they have incentivized both faster and complete, you get the money. As far as this monetization is concerned, this was the idea given by Honorable Finance Minister in the budget, then our Honorable Minister has also given. And privacy looks very attractive, that because our model is we construct the line, get the return in 35 years. If somebody gives me the return in the first year, nothing like that. But we don't know the detailed thing. We are in the process. We are in the process of selecting a consultant. Because there are two things. One thing is, who will take? People say there is a pension fund, etc., all the things. Second is, these all the transmission lines are very strategic nature, very important nature. One audience can disturb the whole nation. And that's why it may be happen. Maybe one model is somebody purchase it and giving Power Grid to continue operation. This will be the model. That's why looking very attractive. Third thing, maybe within 1 year for 13th plan will come up. Lot of transmission work will come up. So maybe the requirement will be there. But all the things are as of date, it will be pretty mature to tell you anything. We are still working on.
But based on your plans, the 1,44,000.
This is for this we are sufficient.
Right, exactly.
So we don't need monetization for this.
Yes.
I have given you the whole every calculation I have given. How
we are doing. So this will be over and above that during the 13th plan.
Why not? If you want your company to go up further, we'll do it.
Sure. And second question is, could you give us the regulated equity number as of?
That's not available.
Okay. You can do the back calculation.
No, it's not working.
In our project, mostly 95%, 90% of retail business, you calculate the 15.5%. But only thing is, with the TBC project where we are doing 20%, it may not be just it will be this number.
Okay, thanks a lot.
One line which we have commissioned, the revenue accounting is 7.9 crore and the profit is 2.9.
What is
that? 2.9 crore. That I don't have, but the balance sheet you will be
available.
That will be available.
It has a good return.
What is it?
Compared to the power benchmark.
Incentive income, I don't have the figures, but the summer figure you have, approximately similar. Yes.
When do you want to go to capex? Because what is that? This is TV.
Your concern should be that TV should be complete.
TV show project.
TV profit or not?
You must have seen that I have written 16,000 crore as per the Empower Committee cost. That I have written. I don't want to disclose. But we are very comfortable. I am saying out of the 9 projects, I am telling you, except one project, first project, we are very, very comfortable.
Sir, PTC at the analyst meet held earlier this week made a comment that but for the transmission availability being poor, they would have been able to do a better business.
That's That's what I'm saying. I have given you the software as an example. See what happened. Just I was giving the example that today plugging is done for generation. That one state want 100 megawatt power. And this company want apply it. I want to go to the A company, A load, give me the grant. The CTO doesn't have any power, just do the study. What is the transmission required? They will give it. B will come, I have also 100 megawatt power, I want to go there. CTO doesn't have power to say no, all other, they will plan for demos, the same place. Then C will also come, will say, oh, what happened? But it will go 100 megawatt. Now this 200 megawatt, because the surplus. Now they say, I want to go this side. And then telling you, oh, cross Nepal line, how that of the power business. See, that is that. This is the problem. Problem is, see, if you see the 11th plan, see the planning commission board. Total 11th plan requirement was 77,000 megawatt. Project, generating project starting is more than 150,000 megawatt for meeting the load of 70,000. It's very PLF has to go down. The unfortunately a blessing in disguise, this project got delayed due to fall researcher, it's being commissioned now. All of them coming in another plan. Because last three projects, no new project has started. All projects which were commissioning, this year 24,000 megawatt commission. Last year 22,000 megawatt commission. All of them started in another plan. If all this would have come, just imagine in southern region, if Karakulam would have come, Kundakulam would have come. Then what happened? That's why. But now we also learned it. Now we are advocating in the planning commission, or in this CRC. Even in northern region, and the southern region, we have planned the good transmission system as per the load requirement. We have met the, within 2 years, we have increased the capacity by 100% to northern region. Now it's immaterial that this additional capacity, whether Orissa Power utilizing, whether Chhattisgarh utilizing, whether Jindal of Chhattisgarh utilizing, where KSK of Jindal, it is immaterial, it will go. We will not plan, we are suggesting that forget the LTFL. Let us plan, let every state say, this is my requirement to import. Suppose Punjab wants 10,000 megawatt in the next 5 years, and they say 20,000 will generate ourselves, 30,000 we want to import it. They should guess it, they should plan it. We will make a 30,000 system in such a way. They can supply for Chhattisgarh, they can supply for Punjab. Why do bother? It should not happen that all the three will go in the same state, other person is moving. This is the planning infrastructure. PTC, etc., if it is so arrived, why we have not come 4 years back? Because, as per the law, LTA can be taken by the trader also. They should have come. Whenever they ask you, you must ask you to send it. When did you ask for the LTA? Or it is just in the office. Suppose you get up at the 12 o'clock, I want to go to Delhi, and then you start crying that there is no LTA.
Sir, one
other
question. When you are making this green corridor, the solar power would be basically under the data. What happens for the night load? Is it through a separate grid or how does it function?
Yes, sir. Now we are grammar kids. Kuch hai nahi. Ye normal transmission system. So what is happening? Like, of course, energy is bahut achhi hai. Solar power, as I'm telling you, these are very good for the grid. Only that if you can sustain the fluctuation. What is happening? That most of the places, the place where solar comes, there is no other generation. We are supplying power, suppose, from here to 100 megawatts, when solar is not there, supplying. Now, some solar has come. What I will do, just draw the line up to this point. And once solar will come, it will supply less power from here. Like solar, it will take from a financial. Once it is not there, that's why we are doing very less investment into solar. Such it will link it. Only the portion which will not utilize fully is the connecting line from the generation to the grid. Otherwise, all the corridor, etc., will be they are all at the same time.
So, I need clarity on that accommodative bidding number that you quoted, 16,000 crores. Is it the total opportunity or the projects that?
Which one?
16,000 crores.
Okay.
Is that the total opportunity or is it what we will win in the next 4 years?
No, it is not total. This is the. That's the thing. What is the way I'm telling you? I don't have the figures. I have given the figure, since 5 January 2011, Power Grid started participating. Since then, the total 43,000 megawatts. Actually, so far, TBCB project has been tendered out awarded in 53,000 crore. This cost is by in power committee. There will be some higher salary there, maybe, that. I'm not saying this is my cost. As per their cost, it is the 53,000. And the tariff, 53,000. Total project, I don't remember, 33 project. And total tariff is 4,900 tariff. With all the project commission, they will get the 4,700, all companies together 4,700. This is the 33 project since beginning, 53,000. Since Power Grid has started participation from 5th January, this has been total 27 project. Cost of this project, 27 project, as per the Power Committee or this CEA, whatever it is 43,000 crore. Out of this 43,000 crore, 16,000 is on the Power Grid. Already. Now the future, when future transmission project will come, that will be in addition to that.
So, in that slide it addressed the future opportunity. So
no, it addressed the what we have, what we have now.
Okay.
So, I discussed today what are the projects we have in hand.
Okay.
We are giving that next 4 years, what I am going to commission, what I am going to capitalize, how much revenue we are expecting.
Okay. The second question is, sir, my understanding of the capitalization is that it depends on the capex. Capex that you do every year translates to capitalization in the later years. Right? And in the last 2 years, your capex has been flat, right? While your capitalization has increased this year 46%. Obviously, it's also because your CWIP has come down. Going forward, because this capex is going to be flat, for 17 also. So this capitalization, you know, may not be to the extent, right?
No, I mean, not the same. What is the capex? Where it will go? There are, suppose, 5 lines under construction. In this 5 lines, 4 lines is 2 lines is 80% complete. All it cost is 5,100. 2 lines is 80% complete. Means the 2 lines need only 20 crore, 40 crores. Once we give the 40 crore, this 200 crore will be capitalized. Clear? Then, as the capex you need, the next 2 lines, which is only 30% complete. Means 70 utilized here. The last line is, just start, 100% companies will go there. But this is the way, that's what CapEx, we cannot. Today we have 46,000 working in for focus. Depending upon where it is. Some lines are up to 90%, some lines are here, some lines are here. And these CapEx should go there. They are utilized in completing some projects, they are utilized in starting some projects for next year. And that's why we are saying, this is 1,40,000 you have to commission in 4 years. So, this is the gap. If suppose this year we are not able to come, the next year it will go 40,000-50,000 because it will come here. But it has to be because our schedule is 2 hours, 2 years, 2.5 years. And now, most of the projects, which are the projects here? These are which are the projects I'm saying? Our projects are 3-4 times. One is, we have started 11 high capacity corridors. We are 70-80% was over, now last 2030. They will come. Then we have Green Corridor. They all are planned to commission in 17 next year. This year they will come high capacity next year. Then there are system extending scheme here and there. This will come here this year also. Then 18-19 our Pugalur is coming up. This should take more than 3 years. Though CapEx will require from today. This is the way this is.
So, so once it completes, the capitalization happens. So, in that slide, when you mentioned the 34,000 crores as a new projects, so does it mean those projects?
Yeah, it is commissioned today, tomorrow. It will make commission after 2 years.
No, is that projects already started?
No, new project means it has not been started.
Okay.
You may have started 10 years. That's all I tell you. Out of this 34,000 project, 22,000. We have already started in April, May. This was as 1st April. Next time I am coming in the after first quarter, I will say this all started.
So one final question, sir. So I understood that in the future all the projects would be on the competitive bidding mode, right? So are there projects that are given to us on the nomination mode also, and does this 34,000 crores new projects come under the nomination mode? How does it work?
Yes, these are for belong to power grid. Now there is no nomination curve. This is power grid project. It is already in hand. See, don't confuse. I have not mentioned any project which is not mine. The tariff bidding is still inside. This already given on nomination list.
We have time for one final question before we conclude. And of course, you can discuss your questions further with the management over the
Sir, this capacity addition in generation, that cycle is now peaking. We know that it is over capacity. So, the transmission is always clubbed with generation. So, obviously, like the new generation capacities will not require new transmissions. So, should we see the demand tapering off because of this one? But of course, you highlighted a couple of points, like interregional demand will grow because we have overcapacity, so we need more flexibility. So that investment will come, and then green energy is coming in. So putting this together, I'm not able to visualize how the whole picture will look like. In the 13th plan, you must be discussing all these things.
See, One thing is, our 30th plan is clear. Our 30th plan, today from tomorrow, nothing is planned. I have the 1,40,000. Suppose 30,000 is commissioned next year, 31,000. This is 1,10,000. Our 30th plan next year, keep. As of date. This at least is there, at least actually. Not coming to the generation. Generation is, this is all generation coming up. Whatever generation coming up, for all system has been planned. Only thing is, the load generation balance is changing. And that's what transmission, what you are saying, you need transmission. changing the direction, changing the thing. Today, suppose we are going to solve that issue. Even last 2 years, good generation has been commissioned in northern, southern region. By chance, if everything go in good way, and Kundapuram can become fully operative, and give the good hydro monsoon season, they may not get so much power. They will change the power, good for southern part. So this type of things happen. That's why some new system will come, first of all. Second thing, I have mentioned that in the 11th plan, 77,000 was required. They have started 115,000. In 12th plan, hardly any new generation has been planned in conventional energy. But the additional which have been planned at that time, they have come. But only the thing is, due to a shortage of money, demand has not gone up. That's why they are not facing the shortage of power, or they are not starting the new generation. Because solar alone cannot meet the load. Because load is that load which can be supplied for 24 hours. Solar is just supplementing the core requirement. They cannot make the additional. Of course, for Delhi, etc., solar is very useful because when solar comes, when Delhi is hot, their load goes up. That's very good, that's very supplementing each other. But load which is there in night, that was thermal conventional immediate. Only the thing is, they don't have the money, the load is not they are putting up, other they are managing. But I get time, just 1 year, I think the, immediately the place starts coming up. Because India cannot sustain with 1,000 per capita consumption. That is pakka. Your requirement cannot be met with 1,000 per capita.
Second question is on. How much was the provisioning for CSR in this year and the quarter?
This year, the CSR expenditure is under 14 crore. Under 14 crore, the CSR expenditure
of 114.
114.
For the full year?
For the month.
And for the quarter?
Quarter amount is 35 crore.
I mean, I got an impression that last part of it was in the fourth quarter when you were making
it. Last year it was only 28 crore.
Pilots
the
level,
which we have built up.
Okay.
Payment has been done in this
year.
Okay, so it's
evenly distributed. Work is evenly distributed, but payment is going
payment is
here, there, etc.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, this is generally 2% of the profit. This is carry over. So whatever you are not spending, it will carry over.
So, similar number you should expect in FY17. 2%
of profit we are spending. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But you know that this time quality, etc., it is not so easy to spend so much money in CSR. Because the outgo is very small. It is very difficult. I can spend 20,000 per hour transfer for the water. For 100 crore spending, it is not so easy. That's why you can give the power, get the power, get the all your spending.
So thank you so much for your valuable time. We really appreciate it. Please join us for high tea. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you.